Hey, friend, how are you holding up today? I'm feeling a little of that familiar ebb and flow, the kind where you're just cruising along, then suddenly hit with this wave of, well, I call it mental molasses. Like everything feels heavy, motivation is hiding under the couch cushion somewhere, and the simplest tasks feel monumental. If you're nodding along, understanding those words in your very core, you're not alone. Today we're diving headfirst into finding that spark, that flicker of motivation when you're feeling completely burned out. Because let's be honest, burnout isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It creeps in slowly, draining your energy, enthusiasm, and sometimes even your sense of self-worth. And when that happens, the thought of tackling anything, even something small, can feel overwhelming. But here's the thing, motivation isn't always this giant force waiting to be unleashed. It's more like a muscle, and just like any muscle, it needs to be exercised and nurtured. But what if you've pushed yourself too hard, depleted your energy reserves? It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, I'm simply not motivated, but that's only half the story. Burnout whispers in your ear that you're not capable, not strong enough, not worthy of pursuing your goals. It's a clever disguise, turning your exhaustion into self-doubt. But remember this, motivation isn't just about willpower, it's about alignment. When you're feeling burned out, chances are, you've drifted away from what truly lights you up. You've been focusing on external pressures, obligations, or maybe even expectations that aren't your own. It's time to reconnect with your inner compass, with the things that give you a sense of purpose and joy. So how do we rebuild motivation when we're feeling depleted? It starts with acknowledging the burnout. Accept that you've reached a point where rest and rejuvenation are essential. Don't beat yourself up for feeling drained. Embrace it as an opportunity to reset and reconnect. Think about it like this. Your energy isn't limitless. It ebbs and flows, just like the tides. When you're constantly pushing against those natural rhythms, you create resistance that drains you further. Here are a few practices that can help you find that spark again when motivation feels out of reach. 1. Start small. Instead of focusing on monumental goals, break them down into tiny, manageable steps. Think about it like this. If you're trying to climb a mountain, the last thing you want to do is focus on the summit miles away. You take one step at a time, one rock at a time. So, what's one small step you can take today that feels achievable? Maybe it's spending 10 minutes organizing your desk, or starting a chapter in that book you've been meaning to read. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Burnout often goes hand in hand with negative self-talk. I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I'm always failing. These thoughts are like weeds, choking out the seeds of motivation. Pay attention to your inner dialogue and gently challenge those negative beliefs. Replace them with affirmations that remind you of your strengths and capabilities. 3. Connect with your joy. What activities bring you genuine happiness? Maybe it's dancing in your kitchen, taking a walk in nature, or listening to your favorite music. Make time for these joy-filled moments each day, even if it's just for a few minutes. These small acts of self-care can be incredibly restorative and re-energizing. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe you woke up feeling healthy, you had a delicious cup of coffee, or a loved one made you smile. By focusing on what you're grateful for, you shift your energy away from negativity and create space for motivation to blossom. 5. Breathe deeply. When burnout hits, our breathing often becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously slowing down your breath can help calm your nervous system and bring a sense of peace. Try inhaling deeply through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times throughout the day to anchor yourself in the present moment. Close your eyes for just a moment. Imagine yourself standing on a sun-drenched hillside, a gentle breeze caressing your skin. Feel the warmth of the sun on your face, the softness of the grass beneath your feet. Take a deep breath, filling your lungs with the fresh air, and exhale any tension or stress that you're carrying. As you breathe in, visualize a vibrant green light filling your body, revitalizing every cell. With each exhale, release any negativity, doubt, or exhaustion. Remember, finding motivation when you're feeling burned out isn't about forcing yourself to do things you don't want to do. It's about creating space for renewal, reconnecting with what truly matters, and nurturing your energy levels so that you can move forward with intention and purpose. You are worthy of rest, rejuvenation, and rediscovering your spark. Take heart in knowing that even the smallest steps towards self-care and alignment can make a world of difference. Remember, you've got this. Keep going, keep shining, and never underestimate the power of your own resilience. As you step back into your day, carry with you this simple mantra. I am worthy of rest, rejuvenation, and rediscovering my spark. Trust the process, trust yourself, and know that brighter days are ahead.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.